You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired July 17th, 2025. The region of Waterloo will be piloting modifications to three roundabouts to find ways to make them safer and more comfortable for pedestrians to traverse the intersections. The pilot program will run for a year from September 2025, when the modifications are installed, and a report is expected to be delivered to the Regional Council in late 2026. The roundabouts included in the pilot are Homer Watson Boulevard and Blockline Road in Kitchener, Franklin Boulevard and Bishop Street in Cambridge, and Herb Street West and Ira Needles Boulevard in Waterloo. At the Homer Watson roundabout, a raised crosswalk will be installed. The Franklin roundabout will have button-activated flashing lights installed. And the Herb roundabout will have button-activated lights and a raised crosswalk installed. This show features an interview with Daryl Spencer, the manager of transportation engineering for the region of Waterloo, who told CKMS News that, quote, "Statistically speaking, we do have a good track record at our roundabouts, but we do hear feedback from members of the public that some of these roundabouts are a safety concern," unquote. The 2020 collision report, the most recent available on the region's website, does not fully break down vehicular collisions with pedestrians in roundabouts. However, the statistics which are available show only 9 such collisions from 2016 to 2020. Spencer added that the region wants to make sure that infrastructure is built in such a way that, quote, "pedestrians can safely navigate around their communities," unquote. Statistics only tell a piece of the story. In a 2022 piece on collision numbers, CTV News featured Kitchener resident Steffi George, who reported that she often avoids crossing at the Homer Watson and Blockline Road roundabout due to the lack of pedestrian safety measures. Using the 2020 collision report, the CTV story also notes the roundabout at Homer Watson and Blockline had 361 vehicular collisions between 2016 and 2020, the most for any intersection in the region. With pedestrian safety in mind, the 2020 collision report data shows that over all the collisions involving pedestrians, drivers were driving properly only 19% of the time, while failing to follow the right-of-way for pedestrians 51% of the time. Now for the interview.
My name is Daryl Spencer. I'm the manager of transportation engineering with the region of Waterloo.
What was the push behind this pilot project? Like, has there been safety concerns at roundabouts across the region?
What we're really trying to do is improve the pedestrian safety and the experience for pedestrians at some of our busier roundabouts. So, you know, strictly statistically speaking, we do have a good track record at our roundabouts. We don't see a lot of collisions in the numbers that we have involving pedestrians, but we do hear feedback from members of the public that they feel like some of these roundabouts are a safety concern and they're perhaps nervous trying to navigate through them. And so the goal of this project is to try to create conditions that are a little more favorable for the pedestrian so that they can safely navigate through their communities.
Could you tell me about the three options that are happening in the pilot?
We have three roundabouts that we're piloting specific treatments. Firstly, at Homer Watson and Blockline, we're going to be introducing what we call raised crosswalks. And what that essentially means is that the crossing location for the pedestrians will now be elevated relative to the roadway around it. So this effectively creates a bit of a speed bump for motorists that are crossing the crosswalk. The intention of that is to both raise awareness of a pedestrian crossing and the possibility of a pedestrian in the area, but also to really check speeds, make sure we have nice low speeds at those critical crossing locations. So the raised crossing we're piloting at Homer Watson and Blockline. Also, we're looking at the effect of flashing beacons or flashing lights, and we're going to be testing that at Franklin Boulevard and Bishop Street North in Cambridge. And essentially what that is, it won't look all that different from other pedestrian crossovers around the region, where pedestrians will have the ability to activate the flashing lights to kind of warn drivers that they're in the crosswalk or about to enter into the crosswalk. So again, it's about raising attention for the pedestrians in the area. And then the third location, which is our Herb Street West and Ivory Needles Boulevard roundabout, we're actually combining those. We're installing raised crosswalks and flashing beacons. And the intent is to kind of understand the impacts of these treatments, both in combination, but also individually, so we can assess how effective each treatment is at some of these sort of roundabout designs.
Is there a trade-off between pedestrian safety and car priority or speed with these options?
The intention is really to raise awareness about pedestrians. And I mean, if you look at the roundabouts today, they're already set up where the pedestrian has the priority. We have pedestrian crossovers there and signage and all the legislation in place to require drivers to stop for pedestrians. So the idea isn't necessarily to slow down drivers for the sake of slowing down drivers. It's really about enhancing awareness of the presence of pedestrians and ensuring we have, less close calls or less incidents involving pedestrians. So sometimes there can be a trade-off. Sometimes sacrificing a little bit of speed is what's necessary to achieve those sort of pedestrian safety outcomes. But again, this is why we're piloting at this location to understand the impacts on the various roundabout users.
Are there not provincial standards or international best practices which say what method is the safest? Like roundabouts aren't a new thing.
Roundabouts aren't necessarily new in the world. We do have quite a few roundabouts in the region of Waterloo, but they're not necessarily widely adopted in the province or really around Canada or North America yet. And so a lot of the work that we're doing to explore, how to improve our roundabout designs, we're a little bit kind of at the leading edge here at the region because we have so many roundabouts. So as far as inspiration from other municipalities, we do look overseas at some of the practices that we see happening in, say, the Netherlands or in other countries where they use roundabouts extensively and they have a lot of active transportation users. But what we're really trying to do here is shoehorn some treatment options into existing roundabouts. So these are retrofits. The way we design roundabouts today might look a little bit different from how these roundabouts were initially constructed, and so we're looking at solutions to kind of work with what we have. So unfortunately, I don't really have a lot of precedence around raised crosswalks at roundabouts. I'm not aware of any other municipalities that are trying this on large multi-lane roads like this, but the principles that we're applying are very similar to what we would apply for other crossing locations around the region. You may notice some raised crosswalks popping up around the region, sometimes on city roads, sometimes on regional roads. So it's the same principle, we're just applying in a roundabout context.
Now, after the pilot, is the plan to add like the best option to all the roundabouts in the region, or will it be reactive construction, kind of after safety incidents, or just kind of as schedules allow?
Ultimately, what we're trying to do is at this point develop a tool in our toolbox to make our roundabouts safer. When the pilot concludes and we have some data and we have some sort of information on how effective these treatments are, we'll work with our regional council on how to potentially roll this out moving forward. So there may be somewhere in the future where if these implementations are successful, we look at retrofitting some of our existing roundabouts to improve the pedestrian safety. But it also may help us with the design of new roundabouts as we continue to expand our road network with new roundabouts around the region. So again, at this point, we're really just trying to figure out a tool in our toolbox, and then we'll work with our council on potentially what that means for the region moving forward.
How will input from residents be taken into account during or after the pilot?
At this stage, we've kind of provided a little bit of information through our Engage Waterloo Region page, where there is a Q&A session on there, and that is live, and we are accepting comments and feedback from the public through that. But more formally, particularly once the construction is completed and the experience is live in the field, we will be posting a survey on our Engage page where we're hoping to get some good feedback from all the different users. We'd love to know how the experience is with this new design for pedestrians, for people on bicycles, for people driving. We want to kind of understand the perspective of all the different users, and so we do plan to put a survey on our Engage page to canvas that sort of feedback.
In closing, Daryl Spencer expands on the desire to build safe infrastructure for all residents.
We're really excited about this project because it is trialing new things that we're not seeing in other regions or cities. And really, what we're trying to do is provide transportation infrastructure that everybody feels safe using. So you can imagine, we'd love to see a situation where children and people with mobility impairment or vision loss feel safe navigating these roundabouts. And that's why we're really excited about this. We think this may be an opportunity to, like I said, build infrastructure that is suitable for everybody to use in our communities.
That was an interview with Daryl Spencer, the Manager of Transportation Engineering for the Region of Waterloo. For more information about the Roundabout Safety Pilot, visit engagewr.ca/roundabout-safety. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.